And how has the Australian government and media created this unwarranted fear about this basketball association, let alone, I guess, just the people in this association?
Well, certainly the association feels like they've been maligned in some ways. The South Sudanese Australian Basketball Association is mentioned, one of the most well-established basketball associations in the country, has said that they feel like they're being characterized by the actions of just a few members of their community. This is all tied in with the recent Victorian elections, in which the Liberal Party has attempted to make hay by demonizing African gangs and saying only the Liberal Party can stop this crime wave. Only the Liberal Party can bring order back to Australia's immigration policy. Peter Dutton in the federal level has also been rather extreme in his rhetoric about African gangs. But in fact, the South Sudanese Australian Basketball Association is not necessarily the same group of people that Peter Dutton and his like are talking about. But more to the point, the Victorian police have had to come out and correct some of these problematic claims that label South Sudanese refugees in Australia as being particularly criminal. In fact, they really only represent around 1% of all the crimes in the Victoria area, and they're not any more criminal than any other group of Australians.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the Victorian police have been really good in that manner, just trying to set the record straight, saying that, yeah, only 1% of crimes committed in Victoria are Sudanese people. So I guess apart from that, why would that fear of that group of people be so unjustified?
Well, beyond just the fact that this fear itself isn't necessarily justified by the facts, I think it plays on some nasty racial stereotypes that have characterized these South Sudanese people as particularly violent because of their race, because they have come from a war, they're refugees from a war, and that's just further led to their stigmatization. So you can see that happening in the stadium issue itself. This is a community organization that's meant to foster better relations with the public, including schools, local government, the police. It helps these Sudanese refugees and Sudanese Australians build self-esteem, develop skills, both soft and hard skills. Most of them are not going to go on and play in the NBA like Thon Maker, but a lot of them might learn about confidence, might learn about public speaking, might learn about a lot of different things you can learn playing sports. And now they're not going to be able to do that because they're seemingly not going to be able to do that because many communities are afraid of the idea of welcoming this tournament and so many South Sudanese people into their communities.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit backwards, really, because in terms of the positivity that this event brings to the community is amazing for the group in the community. And I guess saying that they're not allowed.
Summer Slam basketball tournament, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's right.
It's not only a boon for the South Sudanese community, it's a boon for the Australian community. Basketball Victoria, the Victorian Basketball Federation, has said those words exactly, that this is a boon for Australia in terms of producing some of the top players that are coming out of the country, not only going on to play in the NBA, but also in the NBL and also representing Australia. I think it's worth remarking that Thon Maker's recently come out just as of a couple of days ago to thank again Australia publicly, to say thank you for welcoming me when my family was fleeing from war. And he's probably going to be the most well-known Australian basketball player to represent the country with the Boomers at the upcoming World Cup, because it looks like Ben Simmons might not attend, right? So I I think it's worth saying it's not only a boon for South Sudanese migrants, but a boon for the whole country.
Yeah, absolutely. A petition has been started by the Victorian South Sudanese community calling for any basketball stadium in Victoria to host their tournament. Community states that this tournament has become a famous 15-year tradition that the South Sudanese community has participated in and has allowed many young African bowlers to showcase their talent and have something to look forward to and something to, you know, take their time up during their days. Can you tell us how sport has actually been used for crime prevention?
Yeah, so in fact, around the world, sport is recognized as a very important tool for preventing crime, especially if we think of the kind of number one perpetrators of crime being vulnerable or marginalized young men. Sport is a way to help integrate, to give opportunity to marginalized young men. The United Nations Office of Drug and Crime has written it and uses sport explicitly as a tool for crime prevention, especially in areas where gangs are prevalent. So their work is mostly in Brazil, in Chicago, in the U.S., where I used to live. Obviously, a city many Australians are aware of the problems that Chicago has with crime. Chicago Police, the YMCA, other groups like the Peace Games and the Resurrection Project have successfully used sports as a way to integrate young people with the police, get them mixing around so they're not as oppositional as they sometimes were, to give vulnerable men a place to gather and to socialize and to literally take back public space. Because if you got a bunch of people playing basketball in a park, it's hard to turn that park into a place where crime can happen because it's become so public. So in fact, by pushing away these South Sudanese migrants in Australia, what these local councils in Victoria might find is it actually worsens the problem that they're trying to fix, right? If they wanted to get rid of the limited criminality that does happen within South Sudanese communities, they're better off trying to embrace them rather than push them away.
Yeah, it's definitely not, they haven't gone for the best option in terms of completely removing a place, a venue for them to play their final tournament at. Can you give us an update on the Basketball Association? Have they still without a venue to play their final tournament?
So it seems like they're still without a venue, but I do to end on a better note, a number of councils, including Bendigo, including Basketball Geelong, including the Victorian YMCA, the list goes on, have reached out to the South Sudanese Basketball Association and are trying to arrange for them to have a project. And Victoria Basketball is also trying to help integrate some of these South Sudanese teams into an upcoming statewide tournament that they're going to be hosting in January. So I'm hopeful that there will be a happy end to this story now that maybe more media attention's been brought to it.
Yeah, that would be a fantastic result, and it just has to highlight the amount of importance and amazing positives that come from sport, as you said, in the community, as well as all the health benefits and all that as well. So it'll be really good if they can find a place.
Most people just want to give these guys a fair go.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, you never know. One of them could end up being the next Thon Maker because he's just the perfect example of how that it can work in Australia. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking us through the issue. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on.